Navigating at sea. To safely find your way at sea, you need to know where you are and what lies below the surface of the sea. This information is recorded on nautical charts. In the deep, dark world beneath the sea, there are mountains, valleys, plateaus, and volcanoes. Anyone who needs to find their way at sea needs to know what lies below the surface of the water. Hydrography. Hydrography is the science that deals with the measuring and describing of waterways. A hydrographic survey can be done to record underwater features. A hydrographic survey may be done for nautical charting, port and harbour work, for example dredging, coastal development, for example buildings, roads, bridges, looking after the coast, finding offshore resources, for example drilling for oil and gas. All of these surveys measure water depth. Also of interest is what is the seafloor made up of? That is it sand, mud or rock? This is important to know for anchoring, dredging, building, building pipelines and placing cables, fishing. Hydrographic surveys are most often used for mapping nautical charting to help navigate at sea. Nautical charting. A nautical chart is a way of showing features on a map. Depending on the scale of the chart, it may show depths of water and heights of land, natural features of the seabed, details of the coastline, hazards to ships, for example reefs, locations of natural and human-made features, for example islands, lighthouses, information on tides and currents, human-made structures such as harbours, buildings and bridges. Nautical charting may take the form of charts printed on paper, or digital electronic navigational charts. This information helps people to find their way safely at sea. Technology. Echo sounding is used for measuring the seabed and the open sea. Echo sounding uses sound pulses to find the depth of water. The time between the sound being made and the echo being received is measured to calculate the depth of the water. Depths which have been measured are shown as numbers on the nautical chart and are usually shown in metres. What do you think might cause a change in the shape of the sea floor?